Lent, Week 5, Thursday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Jesus, the Son of ransomed earth, shed in our inmost souls thy light, as in spring days a fairer birth heralds each morn the doom of night. This hour of grace thou dost impart, teach us with flowing tears the stain to cleanse from every victim heart that longs to feel love's welcome pain. The day is come, the accepted day, when Greece like nature flowers anew. Trained by thy hand the surer way, rejoice we in our springtime too. Let the whole earth in worship bow, great God, before thy mercy seat, as we, renewed by grace, do now with praises new thy presence greet. Awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. Psalm 56. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storm of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. Thus says the Lord, my people shall be filled with my good things. A Canticle from Jeremiah 31. O nations, hear the word of the Lord. Proclaim it to the far-off coasts. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and guard him as a shepherd guards his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, has saved him from an overpowering hand. They will come and shout for joy on Mount Zion. They will stream to the blessings of the Lord, to the corn, the new wine, and the oil, to the flock of sheep and the herds. Their life will be like a watered garden, they will never be weary again. Then the young girls will rejoice and will dance, the men, young and old, will be glad. I will turn their mourning into joy, I will console them, give gladness for grief. The priests I will again fill with plenty, and my people shall be filled with my blessings. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thus says the Lord, my people shall be filled with my good things. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Psalm 47. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city, God, in the midst of its citadels, has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw, at once they were astounded, dismayed they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarsus. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled, Mount Zion rejoices, the people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion, walk all round it, count the number of its towers, review all its ramparts, examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God for ever and always, it is He who leads us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. A reading from Hebrews chapter 2. We see in Jesus one who is now crowned with glory and splendour because he submitted to death. By God's grace, he had to experience death for all mankind. As it was his purpose to bring a great many of his sons into glory, it was appropriate that God, for whom everything exists and through whom everything exists, should make perfect, through suffering, the leader who would take them to their salvation.
Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters, and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters.
Jesus said to the Jews and to the chief priests, He who is of God hears the words of God. If you do not hear them, it is because you are not of God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Jesus said to the Jews and to the chief priests, He who is of God hears the words of God. If you do not hear them, it is because you are not of God.
Intercessions. We give praise to Christ our Lord, the radiant light of the world. He guides our steps in a path of light, and we no longer live in darkness. Let us turn to him in confident prayer. May your word light up our way. Christ our Saviour, may we grow today in your likeness. May we gain through the second Adam what was lost by the first. May your word light up our way. May your word take flesh in our lives, and your truth shine forth in our actions. May your love burn brightly within us. May your word light up our way. Teach us to work for the good of all, whether the time is right or not. Make your church a welcome light for the whole human family. May your word light up our way. May we always treasure your friendship and come to know its depth. May we atone for the sins against your wisdom and love. May your word light up our way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Stand by your people, Lord, who place all their trust in your mercy. Wash away the stain of our sins, make us live in your presence our whole life long, and bring us to the inheritance you have promised. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless us, and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.